from the basement. Hear what's over a spread of electronic and alternative subgenres and hark to occasional interviews with local experts. Every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
All right, next up, we've got John Jackson here from his desk. Don't let your deal go down. This is the Mule Skinner Blues. John Jackson here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Sean. Need a Mule Skinner out on your humor line. You leave. I like to work, but I'm rolling all the time. I'm done this morning, boss. I cut my knee short on a butte behind. You leave. Say, bring your quarter round. Don't like your job. Sit that bucket down. You leave. Worked on a new road, darling, a dime a day. My good guy waiting on Saturday night, yet to draw my path. You leave. I smell your bread a burning, turn your damper down. Ain't got a damper, good gal, turn your whole cake around. You leave. When you go down to town, what you want me to bring you back? A pint of brew and John D. Sturgeon hat. You
ready. WRCT Pittsburgh.
First, I'd like to say
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Call is threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Just by chance, we did meet again, and it carried me back to when. But you turned and passed me by, like you saw me through strangers' eyes. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory.
Something happened somewhere in time. Now you're no longer mine. What became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a man?
Of a day passed by when memories don't make me cry. What became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory? Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory?
Sometimes I cry like a baby for you to hold me in the night. Other times I push you away from me, 'cause I say that you're holding me too tight. Sometimes I pray for you to save me. Other times I just wanna be left alone. Oh, I must drive you crazy, but I can never get there on my own. All our blue skies are still blue. Oh, sometimes so am I. I've forgotten what I had to say. What's the matter anyway? I guess I'll blame it on the wine. But it happens all the time.
still blue. Oh, sometimes so am I. I've forgotten what I had to say. What's the matter anyway? I guess I'll blame it on the wine. But it happens all the time. And sometimes I cry like a baby for you to hold me in the night. And I believe it when you say to me, you say everything's gonna be alright. Yeah, you say everything's gonna be alright. Don't stop holding me too tight.
Forgive him.
Forgive him.
Even never seen before. This morning was a morning like I'd never seen before. This morning was a morning like I'd never seen before. Well, that snow was falling all around my door.
Go to bed with ugly. Will I know how? If you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Thank you. of kings and the Lord of lords. Sit upon his throne and he rules us all. Look into the book of life and you will see that he rules us all. Ooh,
what you wanted. To leave me here haunted by the things, by the things you left behind. Wine glass stained, empty picture frame.
I won't wear black to your wake. I'm gonna wear green with an elegant jean and my hair like Veronica Lake. I'll see you again when you come to your end. You'll look down and I'll look great. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your wake. I won't wear black to your grave. I'm gonna wear red, you're gonna be dead, and I'll give you a finger wave. I'll outlive you, I'll get a new do, whatever's the latest rave. I won't wear flats to your funeral, I won't wear black to your grave. Thigh high.
Yes.
Flats.
No.
Boots.
Start walking.
I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your crypt. I'm gonna wear heels and make a few deals when they offer you up as legit. You should've known I could hold my own. You tried, but you must have slipped. I won't wear flats to your funeral. I won't wear black to your crypt. I won't wear black to your crypt. I won't wear black to your crypt.
Start walking.
Part of town built to make you feel there is no up and out, only down in this ugly part of town. And it goes on row after row. Slate gray skies, slate gray roofs, slate gray roads, on it goes. After row by a bingo hall and a greyhound track, there's a train station, one platform takes you away, one brings you back to the bingo hall and the greyhound track. And the sun only comes out in Ahmed's store. He's got plantain, bananas, yam and okra, ginger root, and much more. The sun only comes out at Ahmed's store. In this ugly part of town, built to make you feel there is no up and out, only down. In this ugly part of town. But it's beautiful to me. It will always be beautiful to me. Beautiful to me. It will always be beautiful to me. Doesn't help. Waiting at a bus stop, back to the wind, keeping to yourself. The rain, it doesn't help. And there's always lines at the post office, collecting pensions, cashing gyros, buying stamps. It's where most of us meet. In lines at the post office. In this ugly part of town. built to make you feel there is no up and out, only down in this ugly part of town. But it's beautiful. Town.
baby, you got it. You don't understand it. Baby, if you want it, I'll be your man. Oh, honey, I got it, and I'm giving it all to you. I'll give it to you, baby, any way you want me to. California women like to take it easy, drinking on the back porch, talking with their hands. We got down and dirty in the middle of in the afternoon. I'll give it to you, baby, any way you want me to. We can do all the things we do. Like me.
Your land. Made for you and me.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
...of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We start today with another chaos element, in fact, thrown into the 2024 Republican primary race. The mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, a Republican, announced this morning that he is running for president. He's challenging, of course, Donald Trump, the presumptive front runner in that 2024 Republican race, but also Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Suarez, if we say that Trump is a Floridian now, which I guess he is, you know, he famously changed his residency to Florida, Suarez becomes the third current or former Florida elected official, Floridian elected official, I think better said, to enter the race. And this is going to be interesting for a couple of different reasons. One is that Suarez is Hispanic, and there is increasingly a focus on Hispanic voters, the right talking about Hispanic voters as sort of like, don't assume that they're just going to vote for Democrats, which is true. As I talked about before, although Hispanic voters lean left significantly, not quite as much as Black Americans and Jewish Americans, but Hispanic Americans do lean left. Cubans and Venezuelans are often the exception to that. And we are talking about Florida. So could this be maybe a path for Suarez to gain some traction in the state of Florida specifically? That's number one. Number two, there is, I think, a good argument to be made that Suarez is more of a moderate. He has some corruption issues, but on a number of different policy areas, he's a little more of a moderate, sort of like a technocrat, has expressed support for cryptocurrencies and the like. So I'm as curious as anybody else to see if and how this impacts the race. Let's listen to him this morning on Good Morning America. Oh, no, the clip glitching badly. I'm confident I'm going to get it fixed for us, though. Let's take a listen here.
Good morning, George. It's wonderful to be with you. And good morning, America.
Why are you running for president?
I'm running for president because I think I have a different message than what other candidates have. I'm generational, and not generational as a buzzword, but as someone who has implemented generational change to create prosperity in the city. I'm someone who was a president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, so I know the problem that 85% of Americans who live in cities and 91% who constitute the GDP of this country are going through.
So this is sounding very focus groupy and not like, this is not going to appeal to anyone.
Things like increasing crime, homelessness, mental health issues. I'm someone who has a positive track record of success and has a positive vision for the future. I think what I've noticed in the last 24 hours, just an outpouring of support because people want someone who can unify them. I was elected by 85% and reelected by 80%. And as I've traveled the United States from states like Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, what people want is someone to bring them together. They want to know more. They want to hear more about my track record, about what I've accomplished and what I could do for them and their children. This isn't about me. This isn't about my generation. This is about our.
Okay, so we'll see if that message does appeal to anybody. The Miami Herald, with an interesting report and some notes about Suarez, which we'll put up on the screen right now for you. It says that his brand was recently tarnished. Sources told the Herald that Suarez faces scrutiny by the FBI and local authorities for $10,000 a month payments he received from a developer for